بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم البينة لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. The style of this surah very much resembles the style of the Madani surah, but it is much clearer. You know, in Suratul Alaq, we found the first revelation which came. In Suratul Qadr, we found when it was sent. And now here, why it was sent. The purpose. لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Those who disbelieve from among the people of the book and the associators who have assigned partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُنْفَكِّينَ. Those who deviated from the right path could not leave their false beliefs or wrong path unless there came حَتَّى تَعْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ. Unless there came to them a clear proof from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had gone astray, very far off. The mushrikeen as well as the people of the book, Ahlul Kitab. Now for them, no ordinary person could be of use. Bayyana was required. There is clear proof, shining, glittering. And what is that clear, shining, glittering proof? Rasulum min Allah yatlu suhufam mutahharatan. A messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting purified writs and pages of these. Now these two things go to make bayyana. Not only Quran. Before Quran, Rasul. It's a book. It has to be taught. وَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الزِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ Four times. So teacher and the book. رَسُولٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ A messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَتْلُو صُوفَ مُطَحَّرَةً Who came reciting the purified leaves of pages. فِيهَا كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَةً For in them are the right ordinances, all the laws, do's and don'ts. But the irony of the faith is, وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةُ Those who were given the book, they did not deviate from that path. But after clear proof had already come to them. There are differences between Jews and Christians, etc. They were not into any darkness. They had the light with them. But as we have read four times in Quran, Baghiyam Bainahum. The cause was the urge to dominate. Wama Umiru, now this ayah is very important to give you the essence of deen. Wama Umiru illa liya'budullaha mukhlisina lahu ad-deen hunafa wa yuqimu as-salata wa yu'tu az-zakata wa zalika deenul qayyimah. And they were not commanded except to worship Allah, keeping their obedience exclusively for Him, and be straight and upright, and then establish the Salah and give Zakah. And this is the right and eternal deen. Now, لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ And then establish Salah. First of all, you have to accept Allah as your Sovereign, as your Lord, as your Master. And you have to accept His obedience, total obedience. Keeping your obedience exclusively for Him. Anybody else can be obeyed, but within the limits of His obedience, not outside that. لَا تَعْتَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ So first of all, you have to fulfill this condition, and then to be able To continue on this path, you have to establish Salah and pay Zakah. So actually these are the supports for this Ibadah. This is not the Ibadah. Ibadah is total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have explained these things many a time during my Friday sermons during this month. But now we don't have any time. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ Verily those who disbelieved from among the people of the book and the associators, fi nari jahannama khalidina fiha. They will be in the fire of the hell, abiding therein forever. Ulaikahum sharrul bariyah. Verily, those are the worst of creatures. Inna allatheena amanu wa amilus salihat, ulaikahum khairul bariyah. On the contrary, those who believe and do righteous deeds, they are the best of the creatures. Now correlated with ahsan al-taqweem and asfal al-safirin. The former is ahsan al-taqweem. The latter is, the former is asfal al-safirin. And the latter, ashraful makhlukat. Ahsan al-taqweem. Jazahum inda rabbihim. Their recompense or reward is with their Lord. In the form of gardens of perpetual bliss, jannatu adnin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, underneath which rivers will be flowing, khalidina fiha abada, and they will remain and abide there forever, forever. Radiyallahu anhum wa radhu an. Allah will be well pleased with them and they will be pleased with Allah. Zalika liman khashiya rabbah. This is for those who fear their Lord.